Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio program. An hour of the latest outdoor news, in-the-field reporting, interviews, new product reviews, and information for hunters, shooters, fishermen, and conservationists. Plus, we have a whole lot of fun. Brought to you by Hunter Specialties, the stuff of legends, Mossberg Quality Firearms, and Eye on the Outdoors, RayEye.com.
I used to make the donut. The donut.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut.
Hey! Wake up!
Good morning, folks.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas with their family, a happy new year. Yes, we're back. We've got all your emails and information telling us, asking us, where are you at? We were off for the holidays. We're back. Happy 2013. This is your host, Ray Eye with Peanut. We've got the Volkerwagen across the way. And our guest this week, we're going to go out and visit with Matt Stevenson here in just a minute. He's with Out of Box Game Calls. He's got the new roll call. We're going to go see an old friend of mine. Has a brand new turkey hunting book. Jim Cassida. Can't wait to see what he's got going on. And then we're going to go out and visit with Camp Chef, my good buddy Steve McGrath from out there. He's out in Utah. He's got to get up really early. Really early.
Chasing down the same long beard. It's get up early and I give him all I got. Got me an old box call, a brand new choke. And this
Welcome
spring,
back.
It ain't no joke. I'm on
Eye on the Outdoors.
And finally get a shot.
On a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here's your host, Ray Eye and Peanut the Volkerwagen across the way. Little Red Akins this morning. He's hung up, baby. And we got Matty G behind the glass. Can you believe I called him the Studman Stedman when I first started the show this morning? I must have been totally confused. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Great to be back on the air after the holidays. Hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with your family. And here we go, 2013 show season. We've got lots of shows coming up. I'll be back at the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show this year, February 9th with the Turkey Boys. We've got the Iowa Deer Classic, the NRA Great American Hunting Outdoor Show. We got the Glenn Hegelman now, the Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expos by Remington. And don't forget our NWTF National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Be back. I got my, what, for 10 years now, my 9:30 a.m. seminar on Saturday morning. We've got to use that. Well, we got a special guest this morning. Got a new book out, Remembering the Greats. My old friend Jim Cassida. He's from way down in the south there. Did you know that, Volkerwagen?
No, I didn't.
Got a cool book. And really what I like, you know, what's really cool about this, he was just listed as one of the three top books for 2012, and he just got it published.
Cool.
I got all kinds of paperwork on it here, but I think it'd be better if we let Jim tell you all about his new book, Remembering the Greats, Profiles of Turkey Hunting's Old Masters. Ooh, I don't know if I like the old in there. You know, Jim, you know anything about old?
No. You're only old when you let your spirit get away from you. I'm young at heart, at least.
That's for sure. Hey, old friend, good to have you on my show this morning.
Thank you, Ray, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is one cool-looking book. Why don't you tell our listeners about your book? And, I mean, just tell them why you did this book and what's involved in this book. Because, I mean, you've got a lot of big names in here.
Well, Ray, as you may know or may not, I'm a recovering professor.
Yes.
I've been in recovery for about 15 years, and I'm gradually getting there. But yeah. I was a university history professor, and so, not surprisingly, I've always been interested in the history of turkey hunting,
right,
and firmly believe that we can't know where we're going if we don't know where we've been. And
yes,
the fellows that I write about, 27 of them, they're all deceased. They were collectively icons of the sports. Call makers,
yep,
authors, inventors, but to a man, every one of them, hard hunting, true turkey men. And I gradually realized, I've been working on this book off and on for a quarter of a century, mm-hmm. I realized that if someone didn't get it down, it was going to all be gone.
That would be a real waste, Jim. I mean, this is really good. I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to tell my listeners that, you know, we've got names here very familiar with me, to me, and I'm sure with a lot of our listeners, and then some not as familiar from the old-time guys. But, I mean, when you're talking Tom Turpin, Henry Edwards Davis, Neil Koss, Dave Harbor, and I remember when Dave Harbor was doing all the writing, reading his stuff in the magazines, Earl Mickel, M.L. Lynch from the Lynch Calls, and, of course, our old friend Ben Rogers Lee, and then just recently we lost our good friend Dick Kirby. All these are in here. You got Doug Camp, Parker Wyndman. It goes on and on and on. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and every man, I think, in his own way, as you say, some of them are household names that
yes.
Any dedicated turkey hunter is going to recognize. Others are less well-known, and yet they were men who, in one way or another, made their mark.
Yes.
When you talk about call makers, everyone knows who Neil Cost was.
Right.
Probably not one in 100 knows who Larry Hearn was, and yet Larry Hearn was an innovator in terms of call development and design, and I felt he needed to be included. Archibald
sure.
Rutledge, nobody
yeah.
ever wrote better.
Right.
I mean, I've got to quote one thing Rutledge said
yeah.
because I think it'll touch a nerve with every one of your listeners. He said, "Some men are mere hunters. Others are turkey hunters."
So true.
And that pretty well defines the difference. Every one of us have lost a corner of our soul to the wild turkey. And these men somehow knew how to captivate that corner of our soul and what the wild turkey means to it. And so in 27 chapters with over 100 black and white and color photos, mm-hmm. A lot of vintage material, I have tried to save for posterity the lives
yeah.
and the accomplishments of these men.
Yeah, they need to know it's 317 pages and it's a hard bound book, and I mean, that's shut up, Vogler. I'm not having a good morning. I've been up since 2:30, Jim. I'm struggling here this morning. Bear with me, my friend.
not a problem. It is. I tried to do the book right. It's top quality paper and binding, gold imprinting
mm-hmm.
on the spine, a pretty striking dust jacket with a
yeah.
Sunset photo of a hunter headed home with a turkey over his shoulder. And one feature of the book that I included, every chapter at the end includes a bibliographical note or a note on sources so that someone that is
yeah.
really interested in, say, Earl Mickel, I try to offer them every article, book, or piece of material in print, and in some cases even manuscript sources that will let them learn whatever they would like to know about that individual.
Yes. Good stuff. Good book. Awesome. And now this cover, this Silhouetted Hunter, this kind of looks like Jim Spencer. That's not Jim Spencer, is it?
You know, it is not. Although it is a homely soul.
Well, you said a lot of good things about the book, but I was also going to say, well, the only downfall I see in this book is that you got a quote here from Spencer, and then I thought that was him on the cover, so I apologize for that. But for the poor guy whose picture this is, I apologize for calling him Jim Spencer.
And to tell you the truth, I can say all of that because I don't remember. I know it was taken in, I took the picture, it was taken okay. in the upper Midwest. But no, it's not our mutual friend and old Arkansas curmudgeon, Jim Spencer.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when did you release your book?
The book came out just about 10 days before
okay.
Christmas, and it's $39.95 plus shipping. It's available through my website, which is jimcassidyoutdoors.com. And, of course, I would be glad to sign and inscribe copies to anyone that's interested.
You have to sign the copies. And I also want our listeners to know, you have this new book, but also at your website, you offer lots of books. Why don't you tell our listeners quickly about that?
Right. Well, I guess sort of peddle out-of-print turkey books, and I've got a list of well over 200
right.
New, used, in some cases very rare. I've got some books that sell for over $1,000,
yep.
and of course I've got my other turkey books. This is not the only one I've written by any means. I've done a limited edition bibliography just a year and a half ago.
Right.
But folks can go there and see those, and in fact I've got several thousand books, not just on turkeys, but in other areas as well. But I've got well over 200 different turkey titles.
Right, but as far as turkey hunters, if you want a turkey book, and I know, Jim, if you're like me, you may be on this, I'm just not really getting into all these Kindles and electronic books. I love the feel of a book, and I want to turn a page, and I like to collect the books. I mean, it's just so much more. It just doesn't seem like a book when you look at them on a computer.
No, I don't even own a Kindle, which probably tells you a little bit about me. And what will tell you a lot about me, I also don't own a cell phone. So I belong to a world we've lost.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Great-looking book, Jim. I can't wait to get in it and read it. And I want our listeners, I urge you to take a look. Go to Jim's website, take a look at it. You need to order this book. And another thing we need to do, old friend, we haven't done it in a while. We haven't shared a turkey camp in a while.
We haven't, and for all your listeners, Ray and I have had some wonderful times in the past, and one of the most magical mornings of my entire turkey hunting life was waking up in an old schoolhouse Ray had rented or leased at one time in the his home stomping grounds in Missouri. Windows were open, and I could hear turkeys gobbling in every direction. I had already killed
right. I remember
so
that.
I was having a dream while I was awake was what it amounted to.
Yeah, and then we made a nice breakfast. Me and you joined together for a nice breakfast. Everybody else was out hunting. We was enjoying the morning. You remember that?
Right. Well, I do indeed. I found a bunch of morels the day before. The place had an asparagus patch that was still thriving. And we made an omelet that would bring tears to a glass eye.
Yes, it would, Jim. It's awesome. Well, Jim, we're going to get you back on closer to turkey season to talk some more about your book after I get to read some of it. Let's talk about some of these chapters and different things in your book, okay?
All right, Ray. And meanwhile, I will see you in Nashville, God willing.
Yes, sir.
And keep on doing what you're doing. You are a treasure to the turkey world.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
We got to go to commercial break. You listen to 590 The Fan, KFNS, KFNS.com. We come back. We're going to visit with my friend Steve McGrath down in Utah about Camp Chef.